News. It's 10 after 8, and now Lauren Turno's pop concert.
Good evening, everyone. A very good evening to you, and welcome to KMOX Pop Concert. I'm Laurent Turno, your music host, bringing you 3 hours of beautiful, listenable music. Pop Concert is sponsored by Cutest Funeral Home, 2906 Gravoy and 10151 Gravoy, by Barford Chevrolet, 8500 Maryland in Clayton, and by The Woodworks at three convenient locations, 8865 Ledoux Road at the Innerbelt, 4429 Nimay Ferry Road, a block south of I-270, and the Manchester store at 141 and Manchester Road. Tomorrow night, the Municipal Opera will present what certainly has to be the most spectacular production of this bicentennial season. It's the Russian Festival of Music and Dance. When they opened in New York recently, the critics pulled out all stops, rave notices. And as Clive Barnes of the New York Times said, "The evening is a carefree delight, the program an absolute whiz, and I never knew they had Eskimos." And that they do have in this particular company. This fabulous company of 260 performers has made an album of some of their featured numbers, solo, choral, and instrumental. And tonight, KMOX Pop Concert presents a sampling. And we begin with an instrumental selection played by the folk orchestra. Typical of many Russian folk dances, they begin with a slow introduction and end in a whirlwind of sound. It's called Korobeniki, or the Peddlers. music called The Peddlers, played by the Russian Folk Festival Orchestra. The Russian Festival of Music and Dance opening at the Municipal Opera tomorrow night. Of course, that's just a sampling. Another thing they're going to do is a choral thing. It's done by the Piatnitsky Chorus, which customarily brings to the visiting country some well-known song. And fittingly, they chose for this bicentennial season Stephen Foster's Swanee River. The Piatnitsky Chorus, which is appearing tomorrow night and for this cold coming week as part of the Russian Festival of Music and Dance. We'll be back with more music after this.
Getting to know you. Yes, everyone at Ludwig and Aeolian Music Stores would like to know you better and tell you about the tremendous savings during Ludwig Aeolian's annual one and only Muni Opera piano sale. There's nothing like it. Here's why. Only specific pianos have been selected by Muni Opera officials because of their unusual craftsmanship and exceptional tone. These include all styles and finishes, spinets, consoles, grands, and the choice is yours from St. Louis's greatest array of top-name brands, Steinway, Kimball, Wurlitzer, Chickering, Everett, Sommer, Grant, and others. Ludwig Aeolian is celebrating its 100th year in business with the greatest savings ever during their Muni Opera piano sale. Think of it. Now you can own a fine new piano at very special Muni Opera sale prices. Use pianos for less at any of the 8 Ludwig Aeolian stores near you.
Hey, students of Ulysses S. Grant High School. Here we are!
I suppose you got something to say to America.
Yes!
Yeah? Well, go ahead.
First of all, I'd like to say hello to America. Hello, America.
I have so much to tell you, America.
You know, I love this place. It's a democracy, and, you know, bad things are happening, but...
We'll have to make our government democratic instead of calling it democratic.
Why is there so many problems that we have to ask these questions?
Because we don't seem to get along very well with each other.
If everybody in the United States could talk into this microphone like I'm doing right now and say what they really feel, a lot of things would come out.
One thing, we have a terrible set of values, and we have to change them, and as soon as we do, we'll all be able to start loving and caring, and then we won't have to worry because we'll already love each other. Well, things are going to get better.
You guys got anything else to say?
Yes! God bless America! Please!
From the Franciscans, with love.
The Russian Festival of Music and Dance album includes this music also from Tchaikovsky's Nutcracker Suite, the Variations 1 and 2, and the Coda. Listen.
Thank you.
Russian Festival of Music and Dance, opening tomorrow night at the Municipal Opera, and will continue through August 29th. Only 8 cities in the United States will play host to this mammoth Russian festival staged by Igor Moisheyev as a tribute to the American bicentennial. It'll be a great week of entertainment at the Municipal Opera. Don't miss it. We'll be back with more music after this message. At the Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown, there are 4 paintings by Robert Thom highlighting great moments in baseball. They show the first organized game 100 years ago, Babe Ruth pointing to the fence, a scene of St. Louis's Gas House Gang and Hank Aaron's record-breaking 715th home run. These colorful, exciting paintings are something every baseball fan would love to own. And now you can get a set of reproductions free from the gentleman at Barford Chevrolet in Clayton. These 8x10 reproductions are in full color and suitable for framing, and they are free. Just visit Barford Chevrolet. Look over the selection of new cars and get the facts on the low, low prices, high trade-ins, and interest after the sale to assure complete satisfaction. The supply is limited, so come in and get yours now. Barford Chevrolet, 8500 Maryland in Clayton, just a short drive from anywhere. That was the Longines Symphonette version of Laura. This is KMOX Pop Concert, and I'm Lauren Turner, your music host. The KMOX time is 31 and a half minutes past 8 o'clock. The temperature, 80 degrees at KMOX. Here's something for the nostalgic era, back to the swing era, actually, featuring the version of Don't Be That Way by Benny Goodman and Artie Shaw doing the Back Bay Shuffle. That's a rather curious title, but when Artie Shaw was playing in Boston many, many years ago, very early in his career, he had a band there, and Boston has Sunday Blue Laws. You can't play, you can't dance, you can't play this kind of music on Sunday in Boston. At least you couldn't at that time. I don't know if they've changed the laws. So every Saturday night when the show was over, they'd hop the 1:05 a.m. train for New York and spend the whole Sunday and come back late some Monday afternoon for the show. And so they'd all shuffle off to New York, and that now this became known as the Back Bay Shuffle. So tonight we hear Benny Goodman doing Don't Be That Way and Artie Shaw's version of Back Bay Shuffle.
Thank you. Hi, I'm Al Roboski, and I've got a great offer that you can't afford to pass up. My friends Lou Brock, Ted Simmons, Bob Gibson, and I have been working our fingers off, personally autographing baseballs for all you fantastic Cardinal fans. Determined not to give you the short end of the bat, we sign them with our own hands in order that you can have your own personal autograph. Don't miss out on this exciting baseball momentum. Get your personally autographed baseball now while the supply lasts at your favorite food, drug, or department store.
Available at Clark Service Stations, Liberty Supermarkets, Dick's Bear, and Fuller.
I'm Jim Moran. I ran some pretty tough races, but I can think of none so tough as the race being run against cancer. Chemotherapy has proven an increasingly effective weapon against the ravages of this dread disease. Through the timely use of chemical agents, methods of arrest and control are now available for many patients. Doctors and scientists are working continually to develop and refine the chemicals, but the race is not won yet. So send a check to Chemotherapy, Box 8, New York, 10028.
Stanley Black played music by Charlie Chaplin's Modern Times. Woodworks Unpainted Furniture Warehouse is having a pre-season dollhouse sale. Well, here's a marvelous Christmas gift idea for that very special young lady in your life. The Woodworks has a limited supply of these beautiful handcrafted dollhouses, and I've seen them on display there, and they are simply beautiful. They're exquisitely designed and really very sturdily constructed in easy-to-assemble kit form, so they can be conveniently and easily stored away until Christmas. These lovely four-room dollhouses are complete with attic and patio and are made of select ponderosa pine and wood products. They are 36 inches long, 31 inches high, 12.5 inches deep, and are reduced in price to just $44.95. And also there is a farmhouse kit priced at only $39.95. Plan to see them at the Woodworks, 8865 Ladue Road at the Innerbelt, 4429 Nemay Ferry, a block south of I-270, and the Manchester store at 141 and Manchester Road. MasterCharge and Bank AmeriCard welcome. All stores open Monday night, and the sale ends Saturday. Oh, my, the sale has already ended Saturday, August 21st. The copy was as of last night. I'm sorry about that. Well, be sure to visit the Woodworks Unpainted Furniture Warehouse. The Academy Award-winning musical, Chorus Line, had melodies in the tradition of the Broadway theater, mainly in dance rhythms, and of course Costellanos has made an excellent album of some of this music of Chorus Line, two of which we're going to hear now. One is called Dance 10, Looks 3, and the second one you'll hear is called Nothing.
The greatest show on earth salutes the greatest nation on earth. It's the Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey Special Bicentennial Edition. 25 spectacular acts, more breathtaking, more colorful than ever before. 500 performers, a three-hour extravaganza. Again this year, KMOX Radio will be host to over 5,000 children who otherwise would not get to see the show at the matinee performance of September 2nd. The greatest show on earth, the Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey Circus. Be sure to see it at the arena. 12 great performances, September 1st through September the 6th.
KMOX time is 9.5 minutes till 9 o'clock, and the temperature 80 degrees.
Here's news for business leaders. Are you in need of good part-time help? In Missouri high schools, there is a program called Cooperative Education, in which students work part-time while attending classes on a reduced schedule. The purpose is to supplement vocational classroom instruction with actual on-the-job work experiences. For the business leader, it can be a valuable source for reliable part-time employees. Call your local high school and ask for cooperative education.
Patriotic music in America received a real stimulus in 1895 when Catherine Lee Bates, professor of English at Wellesley College, wrote the words of America the Beautiful, set to the music of Samuel Ward's hymn tune called Materna. And while in Castine, Maine this past July 4th, my wife and I attended an all-faith service in the lovely Unitarian Church in that picturesque town. Several patriotic songs were sung at the service by the entire congregation, including America the Beautiful. It was a moving experience, and we hear it now sung by the Johnny Man Chorus.
Spacious skies, for amber winds of grain, for pure